this is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Welcome back into the Hall Show, powered by Chevron. Brady's out today. I'm Mike Danson filling in. Joining me for this interview, Tanner Schwint from Good Morning NoCo is going to join me as we welcome Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Rockies. Jerry, how are you doing today?
Mike, I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm making it through my my first ever 3-hour broadcast here.
Well, good for you. So far, you're sounding great. You got really small shoes to fill, so you'll be fine.
and then he's messing it all up, and he's bringing me in here, Jerry. See, he was going so well, and he's like, "Hey, you want to come talk with Jerry?" And you know, I can't turn that down.
Oh man. Oh yeah, I'm sure I'm going to make your day, Tanner. I can't wait.
So, Jerry, big day for the Rockies. Rockies fans, as the vote for if Todd Helton makes it into the Hall of Fame is going to be announced at 4 o'clock Mountain today. What are your thoughts? You think he's going to make it in here?
I do, Mike. I just, from what I can tell, talking to people, reading some more stuff online this morning, I think it's going to be really close, but I think he's going to be there. Tanner and I have talked about this a lot too, but I think he's deserving. And I think voters have finally maybe gotten off the Coors Field bias a little bit and put a guy in that probably deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. So I feel good about it. I think it's going to happen. And if it does, I'll be elated, and I expect that to happen.
Yeah, I'm just so excited for Todd Helton. I met him one time. He just seemed like the most original guy there was, and just well-deserving. Not only like everybody talks about Coors Field, but his stats on the road were fantastic also.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people overlook that a little bit. They say, well, he played all, you know, half those games at Coors Field. Well, look at his road numbers too. They're better than a lot of Hall of Famers, and Tanner's got, I know he's broken that down a lot too, but there's a lot of guys that have been elected already who had offensive numbers were similar or less than Todd Helton on the road. So, there was a 9 or 10 year stretch there where I think he was one of the very best hitters in baseball, if not the best. Certainly at home he was. Should have won an MVP one year when Jeff Kent somehow eased him out, but he's been great at home. He's been great on the road. He's, a lot of people forget about his prowess defensively. Great first baseman defensively. Terrific leader. So you put all that together, and yeah, I think you've got a Hall of Famer.
No, and he certainly deserves to be there. We've talked about this, and the numbers. I've been following along. I haven't got a lot of work done today, but been following along with that Hall of Fame tracker throughout the course of the day, and it does sound. I mean, each ballot that comes in, he has been on there. But you know, Jerry, I wanted to ask you something, and I can't read between the lines on Matt Holliday's comments. I don't know if it was something where he was kind of being a little facetious or not, but he was talking about some of the old guys that played when those stadiums had the concrete underneath, and a lot of those wouldn't have been base hits in today's game with the care that they take to the field were base hits back then. So was that Matt? I mean, either way, he's coming to bat for Todd, but was he being a little facetious saying you could make that argument about anything, or was there something to be said about that?
I think there's something to be said about that, and I heard that argument before. You know, back in the 70s, there were a lot of stadiums with carpet on it, and there were extra base hits. I think George Brett playing in Kansas City on turf all those years will tell you that. That really helped him. It really helped his average. Would he have gotten the Hall of Fame without playing on carpet? Yeah, he probably would have with his talent. But, no, I think it's a factor. And I think it was said to encourage people that, you know, you can't hold grudges against people for where they play. If you play at Coors Field, you can't hold that against them. You play on the road in the 70s. Or you have a home stadium with carpet on it, you can't hold that against a player either. But I think he makes a good point. He said that a lot of base hits that are on grass would be base hit that aren't grass would not be that way otherwise. So I think Matt Holliday makes a great point. I think there are a lot of extra base hits that Todd Helton would have had he been playing on turf, no question about it.
Well, Jerry, and we'll just continue to watch and hope at 4 o'clock that announcement goes Todd's way, but as we inch closer and closer to spring training here, entering the third season of this 7-year contract with Chris Bryant, as Rockies fans, it's been a little rough, but how should we view that contract at this point?
Yeah, that's a tough one, Mike, and I think what you really have to do to be fair is to let him get healthy, and let's just hope that happens. And he can play 150 games and then see where those numbers are, because he has not been healthy the first two seasons. In fact, I think he's missed more games than he's played. So I think you answer that question after at least a year, maybe more than that, when he's healthy, when he's his old self. Physically, I think, you know, he's breaking down a little bit, but age-wise, he still should be in the prime of his career. So what you hope is maybe he had some bad luck with his injuries, and when he has played, when he's been healthy, he's been pretty productive. But to get him to play every single day, either in the outfield, he might play first base eventually, or the DH, but to have him play, you know, 5 out of 6 games, 6 out of 7 games, and then see where those numbers are, I think can answer that question a lot better. So, gosh, knock on wood, let's hope that that is the case. But I think if he does get healthy, you'll see some pretty good numbers.
You know, and I get that, Jerry, and the optimist in me says the same thing, but Father Time's undefeated. And we're already seeing him start to break down. And when you see and sit there and look at that contract, you say, okay, well, his first couple, 2-3 years should be the best that you're probably going to get out of him. And you know, for lack of a better term, they've been wasted. So I feel like, you know, and I'm sure the Rockies aren't in this because I know they're young and I know what the company motto is. But this seems to me like it should be kind of a make it or break it or year for Chris Bryant.
I think so, especially Tanner, if he's healthy. If he's healthy and doesn't put up the numbers he expected to have, then you start looking at it going, that really was not a great decision to sign him, or certainly the length of that contract. So, yeah, I think it is a big year for him. And you're right, he's not getting any younger. He is one of those guys, he's a little bit like Charlie Blackmon, who takes a lot of pride in getting himself prepared mentally and physically. And if he is able to continue to do that and prep and take care of his body like Charlie Blackmon has, then he has a chance to maybe change the perception a little bit of that contract. But I think you're right. I think this is going to be a big year for him. And I just have a hunch it's going to be. I think Chris is ready for that breakout with this contract to be healthy and have that good season.
Jerry, I love the Rockies. I love sitting down and watching them, listening to them. I love the team. I love baseball. But the last few years have just beat me down as a fan, really, to be completely honest.
You should try being a broadcaster. I'm sure Jerry will tell you about that.
But give me some glass half full reasons why I should be optimistic about the way this team is going.
Yeah, and I get that, Mike. And you're not unlike thousands, tens of thousands of other Rockies fans. It's been a really difficult couple of years. I can say this, they will be better this year. Now, how much, I don't know. Will they be at the breakout team and, you know, flirt with I don't know if they can do something like that. But it is a team with some really good young players. And as it always is, pitching will be the key. But if you can get the starting rotation healthy, it's got a chance to be decent. Not overwhelming, but a good solid rotation if it's healthy. And there's some really good young players, and there's some really good young players that we haven't seen yet that we'll get a glance at in spring training. I mean, I think I told Tanner and Brian this a couple months ago at the end of the season. I got a buddy who scouts, is a pro scout for the Cincinnati Reds, and he called me one day and says, Jerry, you guys got some incredible and incredibly talented players at your minor league level, triple, single A and double A, that are major leaguers. He said, we count. As a Reds organization, that's what they do. They evaluate other teams. He said, as an organization, we count 6 or 7 major leaguers at double A last year. So there's more on the way, some really good young players now. You know, when you look at Tobar and Nolan Jones and some of these guys, you gotta be optimistic. Now, is it going to happen right away? Probably not. I think they'll be better in 24. I honestly think 25 could be one of those years where the Rockies surprise a lot of people. I really do.
I hate you, Jerry, because every time I'm like, you know what? I'm out on the Rockies. I'm not going to start the Rockies bus up. I'm not going to. You lure me right back in, but it's just. Man, and Mike was talking about this earlier on the show, and I thought it was a good point, just talking about the breakdown of baseball and where it's currently at. We brought up, all we have to do is bring up a pitcher, and the Dodgers go and sign him. James Paxton and the Dodgers have just reached a deal. But can the Rockies, and let's try our best, all three of us, to take our Rockies caps off, can the Rockies realistically ever compete in the NL West if there aren't real and major rule changes that take place in the MLB, Jerry?
Yeah. Answer to that probably is maybe not a resounding no, but I think it's probably a no. Just when you look at the finances, when you've got a team payroll for the Dodgers that's twice what it is for the Rockies, and the Rockies are in the middle of the pack, maybe a little bit in the upper echelon, and it's just really difficult to compete because most of the time, not all the time, you can see the Mets this year and the Padres the last 2 years, money usually means that you're going to probably, if you spend it right, you're going to win more games. Not always, but that's usually the case. And it's just really difficult for the Rockies to compete that way. Here's what you hope. You hope you can contend as a wild card team. You maybe can flirt with a division championship if the other teams have bad years. I mean, I think what you do is you look at the Diamondbacks and you look at the team that they were a couple of years ago. They're like the Rockies last year, and they were able to turn it around in that really, really difficult division. So the idea of winning consistently in the division, no, probably not realistic. But still having success in making the postseason, I think, is a distinct possibility still.
Just need the power of friendship. I think that's what the Rockies are missing, Jerry. We need the power of friendship, and then that'll account for something, right? I mean, it's not Shohei Ohtani, but...
Yeah, and you know what? Sportsmanship.
That's right. Well, and I know, Mike, you've got questions for Jerry about the TV deal as well here.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the things I talked about. I kind of broke down a little earlier, Jerry, that this is really going to have a big effect on how the Rockies' finances go forward. Losing the TV deal with AT&T Sports and having MLB TV potentially take over, where is the money going to come from for the club?
Yep. That's a great question because that's, you know, $50 million is $50 million, and that's what that TV contract, I think it was 50-plus the last couple of years, calls for. And when that's gone, then you're going to be hit by that. And that's the other unfair thing as well, is that some of these teams are hit by it, some are not. So, and the Rockies have been hit by it. So that's a great question. I don't know how to answer that exactly, other than you hope that some kind of TV deal comes back. And I don't know if they're going to get to 50, that number again, but hopefully you get some kind of revenue from local TV. And I think that'll happen. I don't know what that looks like, but I think that'll happen eventually. But this season, maybe next season, might be difficult that way.
Well, everyone listens to Jerry Schimmel and Jack Corrigan on the call, Jerry, of course, is how that's going to work. But in all seriousness, I know you're close with a lot of the Rockies media members down there. I know it's kind of a family down there. It doesn't matter who you work for. What are you hearing? I mean, is MLB TV going to be the most logical thing? You know, I had heard some mumblings about possibly altitude, and because of the deal that Comcast has with the Rockies, that maybe that would incentivize altitude and Comcast to figure their crap out. What are you hearing as the latest?
What I'm hearing is that the altitude thing looks like a real long shot. Mm. And I think you've probably heard the same thing, Tanner. And what I'm hearing is MLB is going to sweep in. In fact, I talked to somebody, I can't name who it was, but they asked me not to, but somebody texted me the other day and said, I got offered a job to be back on the crew from Major League Baseball, from MLB.com. So I think it's going to be like several other teams right now. Major League Baseball itself will come in at least this year, do the broadcast. What the streaming situation looks like and the money and all that, I have no idea. But I think MLB is going to come in, overtake that, and I think you will probably see the same crew. I think you'll see the same talent on the air as you have the last several years.
What did we see? And I should have been paying closer to out-of-market teams, but what did this do to the TV revenue for some of those teams that the MLB swept in and did the same thing last year, too?
Yeah, last year they guaranteed they'd come in and pay 80% of the fee that team was making on some of the deals, not across the board, but that's what I heard was 80. And this year there's no guarantee. There's zero. I think it's going to be a revenue split. I think what I'm hearing is Major League Baseball will take all the teams that they're going to take over, and the revenue that they're able to generate, split that evenly between those teams, whether that's 10 or, you know, 3 or 20, I don't know, but I think that's what you're going to look at. And that's not going to be $50 million a team, I can guarantee you that.
No, it's not. I don't mean to hit the panic button here, but, I mean, are we in jeopardy of losing the Rockies out of Colorado?
No, absolutely not. No. No, they'll get it worked out. There's different possibilities down the road for TV, and you know, this is too good a market. The attendance is too good. The revenue streams are too good. There's no threat of that. But I think you might see some cosmetic changes moving forward. Certainly with broadcasting.
No, that would be great, man. And, you know, who knows? I know you're really high that if Helton does get in, if Todd gets in this afternoon, you know, could be a rallying cry for a lot of former Rockies, you know, current Rockies, some further proof that you can do it. And you can do it at the highest level here in Colorado.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. And I think you and I talked about this, I think, last Friday, Tanner, but, you know, Larry Walker getting in was great. He didn't play his whole career here. A lot of people know him as an Expo or a Cardinal. Todd Helton played 17 years with the Rockies and went to a World Series with them. And people will remember that. If they don't, they'll see that and think, there's a guy that played his whole career with one team, played half his games at Coors Field, the bias is taken away, he's in. That can do nothing but help this franchise. So I'm excited about it. I think it's gonna happen, and I think we all should celebrate a little bit afterward.
Yeah, I definitely, I'm going to celebrate. I don't know how, but maybe I'll just do a cartwheel or something if he makes the cut here.
Not a cold beer, a cartwheel? Yeah, that's what you're going with?
I got to take care of kids to get basketball practice, all that stuff tonight. But
can you do a cartwheel with a beer in your hand?
Shimmel, you're the athlete.
Yeah.
Can you?
Well, I can do it. I'm not sure you guys.
Yeah, well, hell no. I can drink a beer sitting down. Why would I want to try and do it with a cartwheel?
I could do it. I did two of them this morning.
I love it.
Well, Jerry, I appreciate your time and joining us, and I look forward to the calls this summer and hopefully some better baseball out of the Rockies.
Well, me too. I think it's going to happen. Mike, I appreciate you having me on, and if I was Brady, I'd be nervous right now, you taking his job. So, that's a good word.
Appreciate it, Jerry. Hey, I'll talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Okay, guys. Good to talk to you.
There you go.
All right, that's the voice of the Rockies, Jerry Schimmel.
Dude knows baseball, man. I mean, it's just incredible to me.
Yeah, very, very on it there. I don't think we could have dug pretty deep and tried to stump him maybe on a question, but I bet he would have had an answer for it.
That's what's crazy about these baseball guys. Like, I think I've talked a little bit about this, but I've been lucky enough to go up to the booth a couple times with Jack and Jerry. And, you know, Jack's got that long delivery drink, you know, as he's doing the broadcast. And for some reason, I just thought that would turn off when I saw him when he wasn't on the microphone. And I go up there and Jerry's like, Jack, this is Tanner. He works up at KFK Radio. And Jack goes, Tanner, it's nice to meet you. And I was like, okay, my life's complete. I'm
just
good.
Just the same guy.
Just the exact same guy. And Jerry was broadcasting a Phillies game and Schwarber just nukes a ball. Just absolutely nukes a ball. And he's doing the broadcast, does the call, and he's like, and it's gone. Kills his mic and turns around and goes, he's got Tanner power. Turns his mic back on and keeps broadcasting. I'm like, you could have at least thrown that out there on the airwaves. Yeah. Come on, man.
Give me a little credit.
Yeah, give me a little bit of credit for having that type of power, which I don't have.
All right, I think we'll hop out now, and on the other side, I couldn't make it through the day without talking a little bit of gambling. So on the other side, we're going to talk a little bit of gambling and maybe some things I may bet on this afternoon. So you're listening to The Hall Show, powered by Chevron.
Congratulations to Coach Bruce Dick on his induction into the Colorado High School Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Hear the Hall of Famer on KFKA weekdays 10 to 11.